Climate change took front and center stage at a meeting of the Philadelphia Gas Commission Tuesday. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports on how public commenters pleaded with the agency and city-owned Philadelphia Gas Works to strike down a proposal that would limit their participation in the budget process.
In a surprising move, the Philadelphia Gas Commission tabled a vote on its own proposal. A climate group, Power Interfaith, had recently begun to actively participate in the budget, submitting its own briefs, providing expert testimony, seeking discovery, and even cross-examining witnesses. They want the utility to transition to renewable energy. But the Gas Commission's new rules would exclude them and others from this process. Ella Israeli is one of more than a dozen ratepayers who asked the commission to reject it.
We, the public, own PGW. We need more participation, not less. Every single summer is consistently the hottest summer on record. And I want to live in a world where I can live in Philadelphia and continue to experience snow.
In a statement issued after the meeting, PGW says the budget process should work like other city departments that do not allow early intervention. Under the proposal, the public advocate, which represents ratepayers, can still be an early intervener, but everyone else would be shut out. Public testimony would continue to be allowed only after PGW's final budget proposal is submitted. 10 city council members signed a letter ahead of the hearing asking the commission not to approve its proposal, saying it restricts meaningful public participation. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.